The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports, sports,
sports, sports. So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yes, we do. And today, beer. Of course, we do beer all the time, too. But guess what? It's a unique day. We're out at Carbot. Get your butts out here. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Carbot Brewing. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Aaron Raybould, the Voldemort, who's about to disappear tomorrow and miss our drinking.
No, he's gone already.
Oh, is he gone?
Yeah. That's Nick back there.
Oh,
baby.
Is that Nick? Awesome.
Slick Nick.
What up?
Well, he's also disappearing tomorrow.
Oh, really? Yeah, that's right.
Pussing out a happy hour. Nick's turn. Like, here's what's happened. Nick produces Josh Innes' show, as you guys just heard.
Yeah.
But Nick also produces Charles Polillo's show from 11 to 2.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure some of that Charles has rubbed off on Nick. Like, oh, I got to take Friday off. Well, why? Because it's Friday, obviously. I got to take the day off.
Yeah, let's see. That's a good idea. Let's take the day off after the Texans open.
Yeah, I mean, obviously.
After the Rockets playoff game.
Yeah, Nick is new to sports radio. He knows that that's the best day to miss. The day after the Texans opener for the season.
I, like, never take vacation during the football season, but I needed a three-day weekend, so I'm going to enjoy it. Just this
Didn't
one
you
weekend.
Just have a four-day weekend.
Yeah, that was nice, too.
Okay, but you really needed this three-day one, because, I mean, sometimes it's a four-day weekend isn't the same. It doesn't hit the same as a three-day weekend, right?
Agreed.
Okay.
Agreed.
All right.
Well, if you want to get in today, we don't take phone calls on the road because we're out here at Carbot, which is awesome.
Yeah, baby.
And I've already had one of your s'more stouts. I highly recommend if you're coming out here, you try that. You guys did a great job with that beer.
Thank you.
Now I'm having their version of the Black is Beautiful.
They put my name on the board up here. I'm now a celebrity.
Oh, really? Yeah, I can't.
It says s'more stout collab with A.J. Hoffman. Nice. I've become very, very famous in this town, I must say. I've become very famous.
Well, you're always famous at Carbot.
Well, yeah, but I
you're
now,
kind of a badass here.
Yeah, thank you.
But, yeah, that's the first thing I had when I got here, and I have to report that it is fantastic. I also had the Korean fried chicken.
Oh, that's always so good. I'm watching my figure, so I can't eat the Korean fried chicken, but I heard Trey sample it, and he's right. It's as Trey would say, it's really dope. Like, it's really, really dope.
More dope than Jimmy Johnson.
Yeah, really dope Korean fried chicken. But Roger Staubach gave him that Korean fried chicken, actually. A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah, he biked it over here.
Yeah.
So, so they got that going on. Man, it's just so nice to be back out. I know that, and it's great. Got to talk to some listeners before the show, and everybody's happy that we're back out here. I'm thrilled. I hope we can do more of this, and I couldn't be happier that this is the first place we're doing a show. But so no phone calls today, but you can text the show. You know the number for that. You can hit us up on Twitter. It's at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Tyler Drew Scott, at the producer Nick. You can that's it, because
that's
there's
it.
No,
that's
there's no Twitch. There's no Twitch today.
No Twitch.
So
Now I will say, if you go to Twitch,
there is a
you'll
Twitch.
See – yeah, is there a fancy picture of Fred and I, like
correct.
There was Josh?
Yes.
Oh,
and you
so
can
we look sexy
that way.
And all?
I look sexy. You look absurd.
Well, but that goes without saying.
But yeah.
But the hair is glorious. So
well, that's
that.
One word for it.
Yeah.
That's one word for it. But
it's a word. It's the word I chose.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. That's
other
good.
People might choose something else, like, you know, hideous, disgusting old man. That's three words, but still, it's probably accurate.
I do want you to get it off your neck. I mean, it does. It's got a little child predator look to it. You're starting to look like the real life Jeffrey Jones now. When it keeps what you're doing on top is good, but at the back where it starts to curl up a little bit, that's the Jeffrey Jones look. And you're trying to distance yourself from that appearance.
I am. This is my Barry Melrose look.
You look. Have you seen him lately? By the way,
yeah, he doesn't look good.
He's not looking good. But, so you may want to pick someone else to base your look on.
What I was basing it on when he wasn't that hideous So, you know, I'm going on that. It's like, I don't know if you saw this, but Lady Tyrell from Game of Thrones died today.
In the real life Lady
Tyrell? Yeah, the real life, yeah.
R.I.P. Shout out. She was a savage beast.
Dude, did you see her when she was young?
No, was she hot?
Oh my God! So yeah, I'm
I mean, obviously
that.
Marjorie's her granddaughter. You know, she comes from a fine line.
You know, that's not in real life, right?
I mean, that's good. That's whoever had breeding rights with her was a lucky man, is what I'll say.
But yeah, so R.I.P. to her. She was fantastic in that series.
But Marjorie's okay still, right?
But that's what if I were going to look like Lady Olenna, I would go for the young one. Right.
Okay.
And granted, I look more like the old one, but that's okay. I mean, that was the look I was going for.
Okay.
I'm just explaining it.
You should go for Marjorie.
You know, Marjorie's a little too hot for me.
Well, it's goals, Fred. G-O-A-L-Z, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Hashtag goals.
Somebody asks, is there covered seating out there? The weather looks rough.
Okay. Yeah. This is a weird question.
Yeah.
But Trey's in the bathroom now, so I'll ask you.
Okay.
Did Trey bring his own Dr. Peppers, or
did they
serve those?
No, they
served
those to him.
Okay.
He ordered them.
I heard Josh ask him the same thing on air as I was driving in.
I look over there and there's two Dr. Pepper cans, and I'm like, we're at a brewery. Did he like pull those out of his pocket? Because let's be honest,
he could have pulled them out of his hair.
It wouldn't be that shocking if Trey was like, hey guys, and then just reached in his pocket, oh, I got a Dr. Pepper here. But have two Dr. Peppers in your pocket. Now, that would be a real feat, but apparently you can order a Dr. Pepper here at Carbach. That's good news.
713 says, Fred, you're so close to your cult leader look with your hair. See, that's – it could have a disgusting old man cult.
You could.
I'm working on it.
You kind of look like that guy who said the gays caused coronavirus.
No.
And then he got the coronavirus.
No, but because he had like one of those bishop's hats. I don't have one of those.
Yeah, but if you did, you guys would look the same, like a person who's about to die.
Well, I always look like that. I've looked like that for years. Guess what? Not going to die.
You're still hanging in there.
I'm invincible.
The great thing about Trey is Trey has a mask, but he refused to get up. He refused to wear it to the bathroom. Trey is he doesn't care about the rules. He doesn't care about Governor Abbott. He doesn't care about Carbach's license to stay open. He's just he's like, you know what? Whatever, man. I'm going to do what I want, and I don't care about any kind of impact on the economy. Or our sponsors, it doesn't matter to me. I'm just going to – I'm not going to wear a mask because I'm that guy. And, like, when I came in, Trey was having an argument with the manager about wearing a mask, and it was very awkward. He said, I'm not doing it under any circumstances. And then apparently he stood up to the guy and, like, puffed his chest out at him, and then the guy backed down, and then Trey's just in here with no mask. So it's he actually does have a mask. He doesn't like to wear it, apparently.
He mentioned something about, I'm going to run you into the wall on the third turn.
How many Dr. Peppers have you had, Trey? Two? What's your limit for the day? Three? Three DPs in a day. Can I give you some life advice, bud? Diet Dr. Pepper tastes more like regular Dr. Pepper than it used to. You may want to go with that, because three full sugar Dr. Peppers in a day is terrible for your body.
But dude, he's like 22. He's fine.
He's 25.
Close enough. You know, you don't have to worry about it till you're 30.
I wish there was a Dr. Pepper Zero. Because, like, Diet...
That would be badass.
Diet Coke tastes like ass. Coke Zero...
But no, it's Dr. Pepper 10. It's not Zero.
Why can't they get Zero with Dr. Pepper?
If you can
why
get
do they
down
have
to 10,
have that 10?
If you can get down to 10, you should be able to get down to
what
Zero.
What are they putting in Dr. Pepper that they got to have that 10 in there? But Coke Zero is delicious, and it tastes... just like Coke to me.
Yeah, don't
Cherry Coke Zero, even better. But Dr. Pepper, how many grams of sugar are in that can of Dr. Pepper? Check the ingredients list. 39 grams of sugar. So you've had 78 grams of sugar via Dr. Pepper, and then you've had Korean fried chicken and French fries with ketchup. You are just loading your body down with sugar today. I'm just looking out for you, bud. I want you to live a long, happy life, Trey. It's all right. I mean, if you want to get gout like Josh, keep doing what you're doing, bud. Keep doing what you're doing.
Oh, boy. I kind of feel like if you're going to do a Dr. Pepper 10, you should be able to do a zero, right?
Because
it's like, don't just the tip it.
I wonder if Coca-Cola... maybe put a trademark on the number zero. So they were like, oh, you can't be Dr. Pepper Zero. Which, if I were Dr. Pepper in that case, I would just call myself Dr. Pepper O.
Yeah.
And it would look it would look very similar to a zero, but it would be a little more round. So you could say, well, that's an O. So when Coke's lawyers come after you, you could say, this is Dr. Pepper O.
Ooh, how about this? Dr. Pepper nil. Then you can covet the soccer community.
Dr. Pepper nada.
Ooh, that's even better. According now you get soccer and Hispanics.
According to the internet, Dr. Pepper Zero is Diet Dr. Pepper. That's their Diet Dr. Pepper Zero.
But why does Diet Dr. Pepper not taste as good as real Dr. Pepper?
I can't answer that.
And Coke Zero tastes... Honestly, Coke Zero might be better than regular Coke.
But they're certainly close enough, but the Dr. Pepper, the difference
there's a,
is just,
there's
yeah.
a battle to
there's
be had.
Gap, yeah.
With Dr. Pepper and Diet Dr. I was trying to get Trey onto the Diet Dr. Pepper, so I told him it tastes more like regular Dr. Pepper. But the truth is, it's not very good. I was just trying to look out for Trey's health. You know.
Yeah, so you're a liar.
Yeah, but you would think they could come up. All the scientist money that Dr. Pepper has behind them, they can't come up with an equation that puts the same taste of Dr. Pepper into their Diet Dr. Pepper.
You would think.
It's garbage.
I mean, we can send people to Mars according to Netflix.
That's true.
So, should be able to figure that out.
Well, Fred, guess what today is?
Today is the first time since 1982, I believe, that the Astros, Rockets, and Texans have all played on the same day.
Okay.
Wasn't the Texans, it was the Oilers then, of course.
Well, yeah, so you would say this is the first time in history, in the history of time, that the Texans, Astros, and Rockets have played on the same day.
That is true. But first time since 1980 that the NFL has done that. So
I was barely born in 1980. That was the year of my birth.
I was a freshman in high school.
Well, that's why you look like you're about to die. The Astros might as well have not played today from what I've seen so far. I think they've got about two hits in the game today, which is kind of now the standard for your Houston Astros. They do not hit the baseball. And you can blame what you want, whether it be trash cans or coronavirus or whatever or added pressure. But the Astros kind of suck right now, and I'm losing hope in them. I'll be honest, I don't think the Rockets have any chance in hell either. You know what? Now that I think of it, I think the Chiefs are going to win too. This is going to be a really bad day for Houston sports. But if you want to spread some positive light on it, if you've got a different take, you think James Harden's going to go out there and knock Anthony Davis on his ass, maybe that's going to happen. Patrick Mahomes is going to throw six interceptions to Lonnie Johnson. Every pass that got caught in the playoffs by Travis Kelce will now go to Lonnie Johnson because his ankle is healed.
I actually have I have some positive numbers for you.
Okay.
That will give some people hope.
All right.
But we'll do this next segment. I actually went and did a bunch of research today on Texans Chiefs.
Okay.
To me, it's very interesting, and then it's ultimately meaningless.
I want to ask you this. If you were a guy who was making decent money for a while, and then you got paid mega millions, and you've locked it up, like now if you can go out there and you can lose every game and the Texans still owe you a butt ton of money, would you play better or worse?
Well, can't you say the same thing about the guy who got a 10-year contract on the other side?
You could.
And is marrying a nutball?
Well, yeah, don't you dare talk bad about her.
Okay.
Unless you're talking about her appearance.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about her appearance.
Okay.
I got nothing on that.
I'm not going to say a word about her appearance. And I've heard a lot of people say that Patrick Mahomes is marrying down and that she's not attractive whatsoever at all, and that he could do way worse. Way, way better. I've heard people say that.
People like you.
No, I would never say that about a lady. I think he's probably in it for love. And love.
But good for him.
Love is a mysterious bitch, I tell you. And sometimes you can't figure out why it happens, but it happens.
The only thing that I know about love is from...
You look for it in all the wrong places.
No. It's from a movie. Only love can kill the demon.
Okay.
So
did love kill the demon in the end of the movie?
No, because Woody Harrelson just kept killing people. And then they had kids.
All right.
So there.
I saw a football movie last night called Friday Night Lights, and Billy Bob Thornton, who was playing Coach Gary Gaines in the movie, said at halftime his boys were losing to Dallas Carter. The Permian Panthers were down to Dallas Carter. And he went in the locker room and said, "Hey, if you've got love for your brothers – you can't lose. I don't want to spoil the movie, but let's just say his theory on love may have been wrong. It may have been wrong. Now, there may have been a bad call that caused that, but it didn't work out.
All right, well, we need to go to break, but first you need to tell people about your wonderful mask. And
I got paranoid for a minute. I thought I'd lost my mask, and I was, oh, no. I was going to be like Trey going to the bathroom with no mask, and it would have been a disaster. But luckily I did not, and I've got my Boomer Naturals mask here. And obviously we're going through changes, you know, and you got to wear your mask. Everybody's got to wear a mask. If you're going to wear a mask, do you want a mask that's just going to cover up your face and make you look like a goon? Or do you want a mask that's actually going to protect you while you're looking like a goon? That's where Boomer Naturals comes in. It's soft. It's breathable. It's got three layers, including a layer of nano silver, which protects you from all these bad germs and viruses and demons. And they come in sizes for adults, teens, and children, which means the mask is going to fit you. Because if a mask doesn't fit you, then what the hell's the point? And they offer the neck gaiters. Fred likes to wear the neck gaiters, so he walks around in that thing. Also very protective, very breathable. And they donate a face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, helping tens of thousands of Americans in need, including veterans, soup kitchens, Native Americans, people who otherwise wouldn't have access. Order now, BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code Hoffman. You'll save 20%. That's promo code Hoffman at BoomerNaturals.com, or check them out at your local CVS. They've got those masks there. Boomer Naturals.
You're listening to The Blitz. This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Carbach Brewing. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Carbach. And I just want to remind you that if you're on the west side, you can switch over to 92.5 and hear us. So wherever you are in the city, you can catch us on 97.5 or 92.5. And pretty much I've been locked in on 92.5 since we added the signal. Because
as have I.
From East Downtown to the Galleria, it's strong. It's strong in Katy, Sugarland. I've been also listening, even coming out here, it still sounded great. So if you're out east, obviously, 97.5 is still your choice. But just have them both. And if you're driving around, it gives you some opportunities. Got a lot of the regulars have showed up. It's like the first time I've seen Dustin and Dez in forever. They're over there getting. Of course, the last time Dustin was here with Rogelio, we had to carry Rogelio out of here. So I just want to make sure that you guys keep it under control over there. I mean, we needed a stretcher.
When was this?
I think it was well, it had to be a year ago because we haven't been out here.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Aaron and I figured out that the last time we were at Carbach was in, I think it was in 2018.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I'll be damned. Well, that's too bad. I'm glad to be back, though.
Yeah, well, hopefully it won't be that long.
This is pretty much my favorite place to do shows.
I agree. I'm with you on that 100%.
And I don't know why. Maybe it's because there's just beer everywhere, and that helps. And the food's delicious. Just a great spot.
But everybody's spaced out nicely, and they're all following protocols. And
everybody except Trey is following protocols.
Yeah, well, you know. Yeah, Trey made me have to work at home for a week because he got exposed to somebody. Thanks for that, buddy. So yeah, and somebody listening to 92.5 in Missouri City. FYI, 92.5 does not work in Sweeney. Sorry.
92.5 does not work in Sweeney?
I think it does, but I'm not out there, so I'm not going to.
I don't know. I think 97.5 may work in Sweeney, but I don't know. I wish that we would come in better in Sweeney because that's where I went to elementary school, and I've got love for the people in Sweeney, Texas.
I do too, but no matter how strong your signal is, there are some places that are so far away that it doesn't matter. But you got the app for that, so there. All right, so I promised you some research. I've got two things I want to do today.
Okay.
And the first one is we're going to examine your two head coaches tonight.
Oh, this is going to be a tough call. Coin flip.
Well, no, just let me finish.
Coin flip.
How they do in opening games.
Okay.
In the first game of the season.
first game of the season. Not last game of the season, because we all know how that ends for...
No, but this is not the last game of the season, AJ,
right,
unless Sirona
right.
takes
no, you're off. Right.
We're
you're
talking
right.
about tonight's game. Focus, okay?
Okay.
Focus. Specifics. All right. What would you guess? Andy Reid's in his 21st year, 21 years as a head coach. What would you guess his record is in season openers between Philadelphia and KC?
I'll play it safe and go 11-10.
He's actually 13-8.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So if you're, this is your hope if you're a Texans fan.
Okay.
13-8 in openers, which is good, but it's not like, oh my God, right? 3-5 at home.
Okay.
In those openers, 10-3 on the road.
All right.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, this game's at Arrowhead, right?
It is.
So that should give you some hope, right, Texans fan?
Sort of.
Okay, not so fast. How about his record with the Chiefs in opening games?
Well, the Chiefs have been pretty good since old Andrew got there.
7 seasons.
I'll go 5-2.
About 6-1.
Ooh, okay, that's better than 5-2.
And 5 in a row, as a matter of fact. The only loss was a home game to the Titans in 2014. That's it. Every other opener they have won. Now, let's
really what's important is 9.5 points and over 53.5. Where are we at on that?
No, we're not going to – we'll do gambling later. Right,
okay.
Right now.
All right.
I'm trying to give you Texans fan hope, right?
Okay.
So I kind of gave you hope.
I think everyone knows I'm the biggest Texans fan in the Houston sports media market.
But then I snatched the hope away by giving you his record with the Chiefs.
Oh, yeah, I'm not buying that last
all right,
part.
So how about Bill O'Brien? This will be his 7th. He's had 6 games.
7-0.
No, let's play fair.
6-1.
Bill O'Brien is 2-4 in openers.
Oh, I thought you said, this is his 7th one.
Yeah.
I was going to guess 2-4 next, but I thought you said 7 games.
No, this is his 7th, meaning gotcha. He's played 6. 2-2 at home, 0-2 on the road. They've lost 3 straight, but now I'll give you some hope.
But they almost beat the Saints last year.
And they played the Patriots. They lost to the Saints and the Patriots, legitimate Super Bowl contenders opening week. In relatively close games. Tonight, they play a Super Bowl contender.
They do.
So maybe that loss will be in a close game.
There's potential for that. I will say this, and this is kind of why I think the Chiefs kind of hammer them tonight. There's a lot of turnover for the Texans. There's less turnover for the Chiefs. Texans have a bunch of new coordinators. They've got a bunch of new pieces on offense. I mean, the Chiefs have a couple guys on the offensive line who they're switching out, but other than that, it's and a running back. Basically the same team, though. I mean, they're at least on offense. So it feels like the team that has more time together in this crazy COVID season is going to have a little bit of an advantage.
See, here's my whole issue with – and this is why I've kind of – told people this. I'm not betting really heavy here to start with on any of these games because I don't know. Everybody's had to prepare differently. A lot of the traditional stuff that works, and this is why ultimately those numbers I gave you were meaningless because nobody's had to prepare in this kind of situation. So I don't know what we're going to see, and I would be lying through my teeth if I were to sit here and try to form an opinion on how David Johnson's going to look for the Texans or how Clyde Edwards-Helaire is going to look for the Chiefs. I think he's going to look pretty good, but I don't know. And
well, he's certainly set up to succeed.
Yeah, he's in a real good spot for that. But he's also a rookie. Who
yes.
knows? He may not be able to pass block. I mean, I don't know, and that's why I'm excited about the game. But ultimately, you know, yeah, you're going to go with the proven commodity, and I think the Chiefs are going to win tonight. And if I'm not going to bet it, but I would take the Chiefs and give the 9.5. In an ordinary season, if this were a regular season with preseason and everything else, I would definitely do it.
But it makes you want to take them less.
Yes.
Okay.
Because I don't think
so
that's
you think
what's
my theory
happen.
Is wrong.
No,
the team that has some.
No, I don't think your theory's wrong. I just don't think that any of our theories mean crap right now.
Okay.
I don't feel comfortable enough, and maybe that's just me, but I don't feel like I can have a strong opinion on something when I've seen no. Nothing, but all I've done is read reports from people I don't trust from practice.
Okay.
I don't know how guys are fitting in.
Brian T. Smith?
Yeah.
Like, you don't trust him?
No.
John McClain?
No.
You don't trust him?
I trust John, but John's not giving me a...
You trust him with your life?
Not my betting life, no.
No.
But that's the thing. I'm going to wait until I can watch for myself and form my own opinions on most of these games. Now, there's a few where I feel like
You can fire as if the game's already been played.
No, I never say that. Well, I have said that before.
You can move on this as if it's already been played.
But I think...
Freddie, the Falcon Hammer Lock of the Week, Fowler.
Well...
Stone Cold, nope. Lead Pipe.
I'm just telling you.
Frozen 100% pure...
I think if any...
Fentanyl-lit lock.
Where'd the fentanyl come
from? I don't
from?
Know. I was just trying to throw in a bunch of crazy words.
That rhymes with Fred, or yeah. Starts off with the same alliteration, yeah. No, but I think anybody who tells you right now that, oh, man, I love this game because I'd be very skeptical about that.
Okay.
That's all. And that includes you. No offense.
All right.
Doesn't mean you're not going to have an educated opinion, but right now it feels like an educated guess because it's like, would you have thought the Bucks would have come out and played like garbage after the break when they got in the bubble? They lost to the Rockets. They lost to a couple of teams. I mean, we don't know what it's going to look like. We have some ideas. Doesn't mean I'm not going to make bets. It's just like if I were going to bet $1,000 on a game, I'd probably bet $250 right now.
Okay.
Is that fair?
Yeah.
Just until I see some data, until I have an opinion. But having said that, yeah, I like the Chiefs. I'm looking for – now, like, I think if you can find some value like I did with Von Miller the other day, when he goes out, now it looks like Cortland Sutton's also out. That game goes from a pick'em to Titans 2.5. I'm glad I got it at a pick'em. Now, do I think – am I sure the Titans are still going to go in there and beat them?
No.
But – do I feel better about that than I would at 2.5?
Sure, yeah.
That's all. I mean, I'm not – I just want to caution people that we all – you know, and AJ and I have been doing this for a long time, the whole gambling end of it. I just think in this situation, unless you can get an insight into something, I know everybody wants to jump in and start max betting again. Just give it a little time. That's all I would say. I don't think anybody can tell you with complete confidence what's going to happen right now because we don't know. There's too many – you know, you could say what you want about how meaningless the preseason is, and it is, but you still – teams still get ready. They still get guys ready. They get their roster ready. You know, I don't know with no tackling. I would be lying if I were to sit here and say, oh, I feel really good about this. I have some games I'm going to bet. Just know I'm betting about a quarter of what I usually bet the first couple weeks. Now, if I come out of this week and go gangbusters, then that may change my opinion. But we shall see. All right. I have to tell you about my bookie, speaking of betting. How about this? They got a great thing on there right now. They're basically giving away money because you can go and bet the Chiefs plus 54. Up to $50 at minus 110. Guess what? You're not losing that bet. They're just giving you money. So go and check it out. Also, you can play the Super Contest. Go sign up for that, man. Your chance to win $125,000. My bookie has you covered. All right, yes, I did make the Chiefs bet. So there's an official Fred Fowler play. In fact, a Fred Fowler guarantee, Chiefs plus 54. And that's got all kinds of stuff on there on my bookie like that. And it's a good time to go sign up if you want to get in on the game. If you do feel strongly about it, this is the time. And if they're going to match your first deposit 100%. So if you want to get in, play the game, if you want to play at $50, you just want to put $50 in and then bet that on Chiefs plus 54, guess what? You can do that. They're going to match your first deposit, so you'll have another $50 in there. All you got to do is enter promo code radio when signing up. And if you want to put $500 in there, you can do that. They'll match that deposit as well. Promo code radio. That's my bookie. Now is the time to get in there. You can get the Rockets tonight as well. You can get a little hockey action tonight with the Golden Knights, all of that. But if you want to get football, this is the time, this is the place. MyBookie.ag. You bet, you win, they pay. MyBookie.
At ESPN 97.5, we wear Boomer Naturals masks. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPN Houston for 20% off.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Carbach Brewing. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And so, yeah, I guess 95 people are actually listening on Twitch. So if you want to get on the Twitch and comment, I will keep an eye on those. Pat in the 409 says, I usually bet light on the NFL until week four, so I'm not too concerned about the Rona version of the season right now. But I do think early on you can find, because Vegas is still trying to figure it out too. And I think the opposite of what I'm talking about is there are people who will feel like, you know what, Vegas doesn't have this figured out any more than I do. Now's the time to pounce. And I'm not going to fault that mindset either. For me, it's just going to be caution. And then not overreact in week two. And then by week three, I should have a pretty good feel for things. Like I said, doesn't mean I'm not betting. It just means I'm betting less. And I'm never a high-volume bet guy on games. So, I mean, I'll pick two or three a week, and I just won't be going as crazy with them. But I am betting the Chiefs plus 54. That's a Fred Fowler lock.
Can you bet the Texans minus 54?
No, they don't give you. You can only bet $50 on there, and this is on my bookie if you guys want to go play this. But basically, you can bet up to $50 on the Chiefs plus 54 at minus 110. It's their nice way of giving you a little bonus.
Okay.
Basically.
So you're saying you think it's a sure thing?
I think it is as sure a thing that's ever existed in the history of football.
Okay. Well, who would have thought?
Well, you know. So as uncertain as I might be about things, the Chiefs...
That's one thing you feel certain about.
Yeah, the Chiefs are not going to lose by 55 points.
Okay. I hope you're right.
You can. You know what?
I'm dumping my entire count into that game.
Well, you can only do $50. That's a negative.
Well,
oh, that's your entire count?
That's my entire bankroll for the season.
Sorry. Well, guess
Thanks
what? You're
for calling me out.
You're about to get more then.
About to double up, huh,
but,
baby?
But go ahead and take out your notebook and put that in your notebook.
All right.
Done. So we have a little more details on your guy Daniel House and why he's not available for tonight's game.
So yesterday when my guy texted me and he said that Daniel House had a female in his room that was not on the approved list – I spoke too soon and said that it was an Instagram hoe. That was me taking the information I got and basically making an assumption. I jumped to a conclusion, and I was wrong. So I'd like to apologize to Daniel House. He did not have an Instagram hoe in his room. In fact, he had, wait.
We don't know that she's not an Instagram hoe. We just know she's a worker.
Okay. She may have an Instagram account, and she may be a hoe, but I don't think she's a full-blown Instagram hoe. She's actually like a lady that tests people for coronavirus in the bubble.
Well, this is what I don't get. Why? What's wrong with that? That's better than bringing in an Instagram hoe, right?
I think it's the rules say you can't have her in your room. There's rules.
I get that, but I got to tell you, as much as I'd like to say, dude, what are you thinking? You're in the playoffs and all that. If somebody's testing
it's
me.
It's funny to say, what are you thinking? What is every dude thinking nonstop 24/7? They're thinking vagina. That's all all we think about is that where are we going to get our next piece of loving?
Unless you're old and then it's beer. But
I mean,
but no, but the thing
we're all simple creatures. We're all simple beasts at the end of the day, the male species.
Well, listen, I'm going to defend Daniel House here because I'm thinking if I'm going to sneak something up to my room, then isn't it okay if it's the chick who's testing me for the Rona? Shouldn't I feel okay about that? I mean, it's so much better. Okay, I'm going to dial up Instagram ho, 1-800-INSTAGRAM-HO, and have one sent over.
Is it better? Yes. Is it within the rules? No.
Well, then the rules suck. I mean, you can test me, but you can't have sex with me? That's a problem. I'm sorry.
They can't. They're not supposed to test you. I think maybe if they would have had sex in a public place, that would have been allowed. But you can't. You can't go in their room. That's where the line was crossed.
Oh, okay. But I can trust her to swab my nose, just not anything
else.
Had
they made love under the stars, then maybe we're talking about a different scenario. But because he took her into his domicile, that's against the rules. That's where we draw the line.
Yeah,
I mean the NBA.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I think the NBA is being a little bit of a bitch about this. I mean, if you're not bringing somebody, I mean, it's not like you're bringing somebody from outside. I mean, she's there testing you.
But the thing was, you've got to have, like, you had to put any people that were going to be in your room had to be on a pre-approved list. So you had to have, like, a girlfriend or a wife or something.
Or an Instagram hoe.
No, it had to be, you had to be able to prove that you knew them before the bubble. So it couldn't be someone that you just, man, I've been here for 3 weeks. This chick liked my pictures. Let me DM her. Oh, hey, girl, what's up? You can't do that. It has to be a pre-established relationship.
Well, I guess you swabbing something up my nose is not a pre-established relationship.
It's not.
I think it's.
God, the Astros suck. This is, what's really awful about the Astros being garbage is they're the one team that, like, I feel like isn't going to let me down. Like, you go in as a, if you live in Houston and you know, I mean, you know what the deal is. The Rockets are going to, they're going to get to the Rockets are going to get to the playoffs, and then inevitably there's going to be a big moment and they're going to choke and they're going to blow it. The Texans are going to win their crappy division, and then they're going to get steamrolled by an actual good team in the playoffs. The Astros, you feel like, you know what, man, this is a team that gives you some hope. Hell, they won a World Series, and they made it to another and almost won that. And now, what are they? They're the Texans. They're a 500 team. They're the Texans now. They're going to make the playoffs because everybody makes the playoffs.
The Texans are never 500. They're just barely above 500.
Right.
So the Texans are better than them.
Or right they're now. 2-14.
Or 4-12 the one time. But yeah, listen, can we just go ahead and ignore the Astros for the rest of the season? I mean, they're not the same team. They've had not just the injuries, but the fact that they've become completely unlikable because they're a bunch of cheating a-holes. I mean, come on. Let's just forget about them. We got football. Why do we care?
And by the way, on the if you're watching the broadcast, you just saw an ad from Sonic for a toasted s'mores shake they're trying to sell you at Sonic, and I would say don't drink that shake. If you want some s'mores flavor, you come out here, you get that s'mores stout on the board at Carbach. You know why? Because guess what the difference is between the s'mores shake and the s'mores stout? The stout will get you drunk. Tyler, what's the ABV on that stout?
If my eyes do not deceive me, that's a 9%.
What is the ABV on a s'mores shake from Sonic?
I'm going to guess zero.
Zero. So you're paying money to not get alcohol. You're getting ripped off. Let's just call it what it is, Sonic.
Live on Untappd now, too, so you can check
attaboy
in the beer.
All right, baby.
And
we're official now, baby.
Yeah, if you're out here and you haven't tried it, then shame bell for you.
Yeah.
It's really good.
I put a lot of blood and sweat and tears into that beer. Not physical blood and sweat and tears, because that would be gross. But I did spend a whole day out here brewing that beer.
Just one day?
Just one day. That's all it took.
Wow.
And then I said, you know what? You guys take it from here. And I figure they probably
they kind of know what they're doing
out
here.
They know what
they're
doing. Yeah. They're
doing. Good at beer.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm gonna check out what else is on tap here while we're here. So
they got some good stuff, man.
Yeah.
I got some BBH, Bourbon Barrel Hellfire.
Yeah, that's probably next. I think
I know how you roll.
I think it's a moral imperative that I get a Hellfire.
I know how you roll.
Which ones do they have?
They've got the Cafe de Olla, and they've got the regular Bourbon Barrel Aged Hellfire.
I think it's regular Bourbon Barrel Aged.
They've also got the Nigel.
That's a good one.
There's a lot of options.
That was the 13, right?
16.
16, yeah.
Yeah. A lot of options.
Now, the 13 was the what the hell
Kentucky
was it?
Habit.
Kentucky Habit. Yeah,
was Habit 13? I thought Habit was 14.
I think it was 13.
Maybe I'll look.
Yeah,
I'm on Untappd.
Because you're already on this. So anyway, all right. Well, we probably need to take a break here. Do we have anything here, Nick?
Nick literally fell asleep. This show is so boring.
I think you have. I could be wrong about this. I think you have a late health here.
13 is Kentucky Habit, by the way.
Okay. Okay, we'll just have to do this on our own. Thank you, buddy.
All right, well, I'm going to tell you guys about Elate Health. And if you are struggling, if you may have BPH, which is an enlarged prostate that's non-cancerous, well, I got news for you. September, the month that we're in, is Prostate Awareness Month. If you're of that ripe age and you want to go get yourself checked out, now's the time to do it, man. Can't hurt, and it could save your life. But if you do have BPH, take control, take care of it. Without surgery at Elate Health. Let me tell you why surgery for BPH is terrible. Because they put a drill inside your pee hole. That's the worst thing I can imagine. Maybe a drill on fire would be worse, but a drill inside your pee hole is about the worst thing I can think of. Elate Health says, no siree, we don't do that here. We got a better idea, bro. Non-surgical, and it's minimally invasive. You're in and out of the office there in a couple hours. No big deal. It's so simple. Call 832-856-4618. Dr. Doe, Dr. Manavis, they're going to take care of you. The revolutionary PAE. No one's done more in Houston than Dr. Doe. 832-850-4618 or choose PAE.com.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Carbach Brewing. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Robert says, got drunk last night and put about 5 units on a Chiefs and Ravens money line parlay. What are the odds that was a huge mistake? I don't mind that. I don't know what number you got, but that's
I feel like that's it's about pretty, the safest money line parlay you could have made this
week. Yeah, I mean, it's not as safe as Chiefs plus 54.
That does seem safer.
But unless your unit is 10, which is kind of small, then the best you can do is 50. So 713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show.
We're not here to judge your unit size.
No, though. No. I mean, hey, it's not the size. It is the size, let's be honest. But
yeah.
I have a myth I want to dispel.
Okay.
Because this is a common thing, and this is sort of a Texans positive.
Okay. Oh, whew.
Sort of.
I thought you were going to talk about.
Well, okay, it's halfway positive. How's
okay.
that?
All right.
Okay, it's really not. Let me, spoiler alert. I'm just going to dispel a myth. Common refrain, right? Oh, the Texans win a garbage division every year, right?
Yep.
While fair, it's not completely fair. And here's why. Okay, the first two division titles, the division sucked. There's no question when the Texans go 9-7. But going back to 2014, remember the Colts went to the championship game with Andrew Luck. You have to be pretty good to get the championship game, right?
I mean, you do.
Theoretically. But we go back to that. And then when the Texans won their first two, and this is only during the O'Brien era. The Kubiak era is long dead, so we don't worry about that. 2015, 2016. Well, we'll start with 2014. Colts 11-5. Oh, thank you very much. That's my BBH. Colts were 11-5, went to the championship game. Texans were 9-7. The rest of the division was brutal. Jacksonville was 3-13, and Tennessee was 2-14.
Okay,
which led to Marcus Mariota, which also didn't work out. But so you go to the next season where Houston wins its first division title at 9-7. The Colts were 8-8, injured Andrew Luck, as you recall. Jacksonville 5-11, Tennessee 3-13. That's a garbage division. No way around it, right?
Right.
2016, Houston wins the division 9-7. Tennessee's 9-7, Indy's 8-8. That's better. That's not the worst division in football anymore. Jacksonville 3-13 does not help. You go to 2017, also not a great year. Jacksonville wins the division, goes to the title game. Tennessee 9-7, Indy 4-12, Houston 4-12. That year sucked, but they didn't win it. The last two seasons, I don't think you can say the AFC South is garbage. 2018, Texans won, then of course immediately lost to the Colts. But that division had 3 winning teams, 11-5 Houston, 10-6 Indy.
But they had 0 Super Bowl contenders.
They did have 0 Super Bowl contenders, but at that point, the Chiefs were starting to become the Chiefs, and the Patriots were still the Patriots. They weren't going to. None of those teams were going to get by them.
And I think that's why, like, it feels like every other division has consistently had a Super Bowl contender.
But see, I would submit this: the Patriots obviously are one of the best teams. They're in the hunt every year. The rest of that division.
Let's say they were in the hunt every year.
Well, they may surprise you this year. But the rest of that division has been garbage. It's been 3 Jacksonvilles for the most part.
Well, the Jets made some AFC championship games in the last 10 years.
You're going way back, and this is before the era we're talking about here with the South. But the last 2 years, the AFC South has not been anywhere near the worst division in football. In fact, it's been one of the better
divisions.
I don't
think it's that.
But, I mean, that's the narrative, right? It's like, oh, it's just a garbage division. I got to give them credit. The last 2 years winning the championship, because 2018, and when the Colts beat them in the playoffs, remember the Colts started off terrible.
Yep.
And went forward against the Texans, didn't get it, and then all of a sudden it turned around. They finished 10-6 and probably should have won the division. But you had 3 teams with winning records, and then you had Jacksonville was 5-11, which for a last-place team is about par. And then last year you had Tennessee went 9-7, goes to the championship game. Indy was in it until the very end, finished 7-9. And as bad as Jacksonville was last year, they were only 6-10. It's not like they were these garbage teams. So I would just submit that the AFC South has been a middle-of-the-road division over the last 4 years. The first two titles that Bill O'Brien wants to claim, they were garbage.
Okay.
So it's halfway positive.
It just feels like it, and like I said, the AFC South feels like the one division that hasn't had a real Super Bowl contender in years. Since Andrew Luck's first healthy run.
But, you know, it's hard to say that when the Jaguars were beating the Patriots going into the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
The Titans last year, I mean, nobody was going to beat the Chiefs last year. Maybe the Ravens. But they, you know, go on the road and beat the Patriots and the Ravens back-to-back and – you know, oh, you must suck because you couldn't beat the Patriots, Ravens, and Chiefs back-to-back-to-back. So, I mean, you get to the championship game, theoretically you're a contender. Theoretically. Just because you didn't get there. So I just think when you look at that division, it's like, oh, yeah, well, they don't have a Ravens. They don't have a Chiefs. But they've got a lot of teams that are pretty decent.
Yeah.
And so I don't think it's a crap division. That's all. I'm not saying it's a great division. I'm not saying it's one of the best in football, but over the last few years, it has not been a crap division. So give them credit. Now, Bill O'Brien can talk about his four titles all he wants until you actually get to a championship game. You're not a contender, period, end of discussion. But, you know, it's not – it just seems like everybody wants to throw that out there that, oh, it's crap division. It's really not.
Can I counteract your positive Texans news with some maybe negative Texans news?
Well, it wasn't news. It was more just
statistics. Well, it's just stats. Well, yeah. That's what I'm going to give also is stats. Yeah. These are the stats of Patrick Mahomes, who, if you don't know, is the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs. He has played now 7 football matches in the month of September in his career. He is 7-0 in those games. Do you care to guess? I'll read you the yardage that he's put up in each of these games. 378. That was for a 75.8 completion percentage. Is that good? I don't know a lot about sports matches, but that seems like a good number. 443 with a 68.2 completion percentage. That also seems pretty solid.
Nah, that's awful. Come on.
374 with 73% completions. This is a lame game. 315 yards, 57.1% completion. He sucks, okay? Here's one, another lame number. 256 yards, only 55.6 completions.
That's bad.
326 yards, 82.1% completions. And finally, 314 yards, 63.2% completions. Now, you may be saying, well, that's fine. Completion numbers are one thing, but what about scoring touchdowns? That's what the goal of the game is, to score the most touchdowns. In those 7 football matches, what's your guess on how many touchdowns Patrick Mahomes has thrown for?
I'm going to say 22.
You're very close. 23 is the number.
Ah.
23 touchdowns in those 7 September starts. Do you want to guess how many interceptions in those same 7 September starts?
Well, he only had one last year, so I'm going to go 4.
Let's go 0 interceptions in the month of September for Patrick Mahomes.
No, because he had one last year. Because when they went to the Texans game, he had one interception.
He did, and it was the week before against the Colts in October.
Okay.
So, 23-0 touchdown-to-interception ratio in the month of September for Patrick Mahomes. I feel like he comes in ready to play football.
Well, actually, and that was the other – and that was going to be the depressing one that I was going to go through, is Andy Reid's record in September with the Chiefs, as good as that 6-1 is. And yeah, and that just backs it up. I mean, the Chiefs always come out ready to play in the first part of the season. So, yeah, I was just trying to give some people a little bit of hope in a hopeless situation.
Okay.
And I mean,
I'm for that. Somebody's got to do it.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Well, honestly, I've given no one any hope I just haven't given. I haven't just totally destroyed their souls like you have.
If I've been,
I've tried to give their souls at least a minute to breathe before they're destroyed.
If I've been accused of a crime that I didn't commit, or I've been involved in an accident, who will protect me then, Fred?
Well, Lawyer Dave, if you're in an accident, especially like now that people are back on the road, the idiots are back. So if somebody runs into you, listen, that insurance company, they've got a lawyer. You need a lawyer who's better than that, and that's what Lawyer Dave does. Takes care of the blitzers, and maybe you have a bad hospital situation. You go in, they give you the wrong treatment. Guess what? He'll take care of that too. Practices everywhere in the state of Texas, and here's the best part. If you go with Lawyer Dave, he doesn't get paid a dime until you win. If you need to go to the doctor, they'll even get an Uber and take care of all that. You don't pay anything out of pocket until you win. That simple. He doesn't charge a dime for his consultations. So if you've got a question about something that maybe he doesn't handle, give him a call. Because if he doesn't handle it and he thinks you got a case, he'll put you with somebody who does. And if he does and he takes your case, not a dime until you win. He's gambling on himself. He's gambling on you. And guess what? He's damn good at it. Based right here in Houston, but if you're in anywhere all the way to the Louisiana border, he will take your case. Give him a call, 713-626-8900, 713-626-8900, or on Twitter at LawyerDaveLaw or LawyerDave.com. And if you can't remember all that, just hit me up on Twitter, send me an email, and I'll get you the information. Need a lawyer? Better dial Dave.
ESPN 97.5.